This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began a chapter study of Proverbs 3. We identified a title, chose key verses, and indicated that they stated the message of the chapter clearly. We illustrated the message with a cross-reference. Another example is found in Acts 16, where Paul and Silas ministered in Philippi. They were accused of creating a riot, so the authorities whipped and imprisoned them. Rather than defend themselves or figure out a way to escape, they worshiped God. God responded by causing an earthquake which broke their shackles and opened the prison gate. When the guards saw what had happened, he pled with them, "What do I need to do to be saved?" When they told him to believe in Jesus, he responded, and before the night was over, his whole family was saved. Paul, as a Roman citizen, was unjustly treated and insisted the authorities publicly release them. Through all of this, they trusted God. The conversion of the prison keeper's family and establishing the church in Philippi was the result of God directing their path. In comparing this with Paul's later experience in Jerusalem, where he made known his citizenship to be protected from being whipped, we see him using his understanding while trusting in and acknowledging God. Some might question how he determined his different responses, but God obviously directed his steps. Sometimes, in our study of the Bible, we need to trust God that in time we will get a clear answer to our questions. To review this message and others, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.